We give you glory, all the glory, glory, glory to the Lamb. We give you glory, all the glory, glory, glory to the Lamb, for you are glorious and worthy to be praised. You are the Lamb upon the throne, and unto you we lift our voice in praise. You are the Lamb upon the throne. You are the Lamb, you are the Lamb, the Lamb upon the throne. Father, we thank you. Almighty God, we give you praise. Jehovah, we magnify your name in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Lord God, for watching over us, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for the grace that's made available unto us. To you alone we return all the glory. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Lord, today, once again, we have come, Lord, to encourage ourselves in your word, to remind ourselves of your word, Lord. We come, O Lord, to exalt ourselves. I pray, Lord, that you grant unto us understanding in the name of Jesus Christ. Breathe your breath upon your word in our heart in the name of Jesus Christ, that it may produce, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name forever. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen in Jesus' name. All right, beloved, I want to welcome you once again to today's podcast. As we all know, this podcast is called Good Morning Jesus. In the last episode, I was talking about renewal of our mind for the new year. We renew our mind, you know, spiritually, to position ourselves to receive from God what God has ordained for us this year. What God has in store for us this year. What is the promise of God for us this year. And what it is that we have presented before God as our prayer request, as our want or need, you know, this year, this new year. Today is the 5th of January. So we are gradually going through the year. The days are counting. The dates are counting as well. All right. So I was talking about renewal of mind, and I took my text from Romans chapter 12 verses 1 and 2. Today I want to talk about our help or our helper locating us. And it's good that we start to pray for that very early in the year, so that we don't wait until maybe it's the third month or the sixth month before. But from the beginning of the year, you know, God said, he was speaking to Moses. He said, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy on, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion upon. I pray that the Lord God of heaven and earth will have mercy over you, upon you and I, in the name of Jesus Christ. But when the mercy of God comes, you need help. I've said it before, this is not the first message I'm going to give about help. Everyone that must fulfill destiny needs help. And help comes from God. But God will not come down to help anyone, but will send people, will connect you to people. You know, Barnabas in the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 9, verse 27, the Bible says that it was Barnabas that brought Paul to the other disciples. To the other disciples, he introduced Paul to the other disciples. So maybe all you need in life is just somebody to make you meet some people, and it is those people that will change, or that will cause your life to change or be transformed to whom God wants you to be, or take you to where God wants you to be. So if not for Barnabas, the other disciples would not accept Paul. But he told them, okay, let me read from Acts of the Apostles chapter 9. Acts chapter 9. Let me read it as it is in the Bible. So we need our help or our helper to locate us early this year, you know, right from this month, you know, to locate you, and then so that things will begin to roll right from the first month of our new year. Sorry, I'm trying to. Okay, Acts chapter 9, verse 27. Yeah, 27. It reads, and I read, "But Barnabas took him," that is, Barnabas took Paul, "and brought him to the apostles and declared unto them how he had seen the Lord in the way, and that they had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus Christ." So he gave a witness of Paul to the other disciples, because they wouldn't have accepted him. They wouldn't even have opened their doors to Paul, because they knew who Paul was when he was Saul. So as that began, then we saw what happened in the life of Paul. We knew what happened in the life of Paul. So we're praying this segment or this section that God should bring us together with our helper, that our help should locate us. Look at the case of Timothy and Paul as well. So it was Paul that discovered Timothy, and then he took him along with him. And from there, we began to hear about Timothy. You know? So we need God's mercy that produces help, and that will make our help or our helper to locate us. David said in the book of Psalms 121, "I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, the maker of the heavens and the earth." I pray that your help will locate you. My help will locate me. Your helper will locate you. My helper will locate me, in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Look at it this way. Even Jesus needed people to help him in fulfilling the assignment. He first located or first found, he looked for 12 disciples. 12 disciples. Read the Bible? Yeah. 12 disciples to work with him to fulfill that purpose for which he came. So he needed people to be with him. Likewise, you and I need people to either connect us, bring us to, we call it divine connection, bring us to meet our helper. And that's all they needed to do. But they are the helper, but they are not the one to do it. The help they do is to connect you with somebody, introduce you to somebody, and that will be it, you know. So I pray that your helper will locate you this month in the name of Jesus Christ, so that when that happens, things will start changing from the first month. You know, I'm believing God for you, as I'm believing God for myself, that God will open doors of help unto me this year in the name of Jesus Christ. God will open doors of help unto you this year in the name of Jesus Christ. In a way that you least expected, God will come for you in the name of Jesus Christ. The mercy of God will speak in your life that will bring help. Help that will cause open doors, a great and effectual door to open for you in the name of Jesus Christ. And no adversary will be able to stand in the way in the name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. So looking for story for Paul and Timothy, you can check the book of Acts of the Apostle, chapter 16 from verse 1. And for Paul and Barnabas, Acts chapter 9 from verse 27. "I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy on," Romans chapter 9, verse 15. Beloved, I want you to start from now. Today is still the fifth day in the new year, to begin to pray for God's mercy that will produce help, that all your helpers in this year 2024, they will locate you ASAP in the name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be for you and I. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, beloved, I'll be coming back your way on Monday. Yeah, until then, we're already in the weekend, right? All right, do have a very wonderful weekend. Stay blessed and stay safe. Amen.